My name is Barbara Wysocki. I'm a member of the Champaign County Board and its Clock and Bell Tower Citizens Committee. I'm here to impart a bit of local history and invite you to a historical event. In the early years of Champaign County, the courthouse was the center of gatherings and activity. When court was in session, people milled around for many reasons: to transact business, to share and hear the latest news, to meet the newest members of the community as they came to the courthouse to record their deeds, sales, and contracts. In the fall, it was common for county citizens to gather together and show off their prized produce, provide games for the children, and talk about the success of the latest agricultural invention or method. Winter would soon set in. Many would not see each other until after the spring thaw. The fall gathering soon evolved into the annual county fair. Greater attendance forced the fair to seek more space, but the hubbub of human activity never really left the precincts of the courthouse. The centrality of the seat of justice was evidenced by the decision of county residents in 1883 to raise private money to purchase a Seth Thomas clock to grace the tower of the second courthouse. The United States had recently adopted standard time, and in Champaign County, time would be officially marked by the clock and bell at the courthouse. The fate of the clock and bell tower is well known. Lightning strikes shrank its size. Gargoyles and finials were destroyed or disappeared. The clock stopped keeping time. Until 2001, that is, when a citizens' committee sanctioned by the county board came together to not only oversee the restoration of the clock and bell tower, but again to raise private donations to pay for it. Citizen response has been very generous, ranging from major donations from Jack and Marjorie Richmond and Jim and Leslie Lieto to school children who contributed nickels and dimes. The project is now completed, and on August 29th, county citizens are invited to fill the courthouse square to celebrate this landmark and hear the bell struck for the first time in anyone's memory. In addition, we will dedicate a space in the courthouse to Abraham Lincoln on his 200th birthday, along with exterior markers that establish his legacy in our county, and a time capsule that will hold artifacts from Champaign County's 175-year history. Festivities begin at 9 o'clock, rain or shine, with a program concluding with the first official ring of the bell. Following the program will be an opportunity to view the Lincoln exhibit and part of the tower. Urbana Sweet Corn Festival follows with a full day of games, music, demonstrations, and of course, sweet corn. Please join us for this day of dedication and fun.